Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should never move away from your business model. This topic came up for discussion and with you and I this week earlier when I just had some really pain in the butt clients. And what I realized is that it's typically the ones that you make concessions for and you stray away from your own, you know, business practices to try to help people out or whatever. It ends up never working out in my experience. Do you have that happen to you?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it could be things like giving a discount to someone because that, you know, you wanted to help them out, or, you know, normally you collect 50% up front, but they asked if, you know, they could pay you all on the back end. And, you know, it's like you want to be, you know, provide good service and accommodate people. But a lot of times there's a reason why you have a process and you have, you know, different things in place. You know, to protect yourself. And so I'm not saying don't help people out, but there's a reason why those processes are there. And, you know, if you kind of break them, it can sometimes backfire on you essentially.
Yeah. And I think especially in regards to pricing, let's start there, discounts, what ends up happening, at least in my experience, is they don't really understand the value of what it is that you're providing to them. So if you give a 50% discount to someone off your normal rates, well, that's huge. That's significant. You're not really cutting back 50% upon the performance of the job that you're doing at all. You know, you're just basically agreeing to cut your rates back and still do the same thing. Well, my experience is when you do discount those rates and stuff and you have those clients that get the discounted rates, they end up being the harder ones to work with because they just don't value your services that you're offering as much. And it makes perfectly logical sense to me when I think about it. You know, now being on the hindsight of doing this about 50 million times, unfortunately, because I do care about my friends, family, whoever it is, and I do want to help them out and stuff. But what ends up happening is, you know, they're just, you know, they have no clue really the value of what it is that you're providing to them. So to them, it's a lot of money, even at a 50% discount. So they think, oh man, this is a ton of money. I need to get everything and then some, you know. So, yeah, it's just kind of frustrating.
Yeah, and I don't think this is always the case, but sometimes when you discount your rates like that, what you're indirectly telling them, and you know, they might not realize that they're even perceiving it that way, but kind of almost like at a subconscious level, you're saying, I don't value the work that I do. So why should you, you know, and so then they, you know, could potentially walk all over you and, you know, or whatever. It doesn't happen all the time, but that's essentially what it comes down to is the value of the work and what you provide.
Yeah. And I think we're using discounts as an example, because that's probably where a lot of people tend to stray away from their normal business practices, but it goes across the board. If you start making concessions on, you know, things that you expect from clients, such as content provisions, when they, you know, meeting deadlines, you know, when you start fudging on those and not, you know, following your normal routine and stuff is when the problems come into place and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add to that. I think it happens a lot with friends, or it might be like a friend of a friend. And so you're trying to, you know, be laid back, help them out, you know, like, hey, I don't have any content yet. Can you still start the project? Sure. You know, and you know, you want to be a good friend or a good friend to your friend's friend. And so you're like, you know, making adjustments and accommodations that can really backfire in the long run.
Yeah. And I think as long as you know that, that's what's important and stuff. So I'm not saying that we're not going to do it again, Tim. I'll be honest. We're probably going to do it again.
Yeah.
You know, because we're human beings and we want to help people out. I'm an eternal optimist. It's going to be different this time. You know, no matter that it's been 100 times in a row the opposite way, I still think that one time it's going to happen. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So, exactly. You know, follow your business model. Learn from our experience, you know, stick to it. You'll be better off in the long run and stuff. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, the biggest GDPR myths debunked. Our good buddy Tim here has done a pretty in-depth blog post video on GDPR, and he did a lot of research for it. And GDPR launched yesterday. It's May 26th right now. We are recording this specific episode. It won't come out until first part of next week, but it's hot topic, so we wanted to touch on it again. So,
yeah, definitely. And I'm gonna. I thought of something that I want to add to today's episode,
uh-oh,
episode 257. So sorry, I'm kind of doing things out of order here, David. Just came to me. But another thing that I think you can almost get a little bit away from, you know, when it comes to friends or family or whatever, with your business model, is contracts and having a clear scope of the project. And so, you know, you want to be, you know, flexible for your friend and like, yeah, I'll start the project without really laying out, you know, what you're doing for what cost. You know, contracts, that's not always about like so that, you know, you don't sue each other. A lot of times it's just so that you're on the same page of what is expected from each person, you know, getting it in writing. Because even if you have a phone conversation, you know, people are busy. You're busy. You're coming up with, you know, all the different things going on with your business. You're not going to remember everything that happened in that conversation. And so don't move away from your business model of having a clear scope of project and a contract to help out a friend, to make things easy on them. You'll regret it later.
Great points, Tim. I'm glad you brought that up. All right. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.